Israel continues to be convulsed by the weekend news that six hostages were found shot dead by Hamas in a tunnel in southern Gaza. At least 500,000 people protested on the streets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv last night. A general strike brought much of the country to a standstill today. But a short time ago, Israel's Labour Court ordered the strike to end 2 hours earlier than scheduled. We're joined now by Jotam Confino, who's a correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Can you tell us more about what the Labour Court decided and how it decided that this general strike had to end?
Yes, so the court said that it was a political decision by the workers' union to call a general strike. It was an illegal decision, in fact, and therefore they ordered them to stop the strike prematurely. It was scheduled to last until 6 o'clock local time, but now it's ending. It already has ended, actually, a little less than an hour ago. And it was the state that petitioned this to end. They wanted to, obviously, the government saw this as an illegal act, that it's too political, and that they are doing something that is illegal when they take political matters into their own hands and they cause a huge economic downfall for the country. It costs, obviously, billions of shekels when they cause the whole country to stop working. Not all of the state institutions, for example, the airport this morning, it came to a halt at 8 in the morning and caused a lot of flights to not be able to depart. And kindergartens were closed, universities were shut. So this is, of course, it's a political fight between the government and the workers' union, and it's over for now. But there's no, it's impossible to tell if the workers' union is going to try and do this again at some point down the line.
And how widely was it being observed across the country?
So basically, what happened was that following the news of the six hostages who were shot and killed by Hamas, the families of the hostages announced that they would take to the streets all across Israel. And they encouraged also the workers' union to join them because they see this as one of the only weapons, really, to change Prime Minister Netanyahu's mind and to force him to agree to a ceasefire deal. They believe that he's sabotaging the ceasefire talks deliberately because he's afraid that he will be toppled by some of his ministers in the coalition who have threatened to leave the government if he agrees to a ceasefire. So this all comes down to political pressure by the people who go on the streets and those who also go on strike to force Netanyahu to change his mind.
And how much support does the Prime Minister have for that position? Because he said repeatedly that it's military pressure from the IDF which will force Hamas to release the hostages.
So Netanyahu's voter base, I believe, are with him on this issue. They believe that military pressure is the only way to bring Hamas to the table and to make them to force them to be flexible on certain things. But the majority of Israelis, according to all polls, show that they want this ceasefire to happen, mainly because they believe it's the only way to get out the hostages alive. If you look at how many hostages have been released in the last deal back in November, it's more than 100. Whereas through military operations, we're talking about 8 people who were saved and rescued alive. 20 have come out dead. So Netanyahu knows that his voter base, the ones that are with him on this, they won't punish him for what's happening inside Gaza. They hold Hamas responsible. But again, most of Israelis see this as also being his responsibility. If he wants to see the hostages come out alive, he needs to strike a deal with Hamas. It's as simple as that.
Just one last question. How cohesive is the opposition to Mr. Netanyahu's Likud-led coalition, what used to be the Labour bloc? Like, how cohesive is that?
That's one of the main challenges for the opposition, is that they can't even agree who should be the future prime minister. There are too many contenders. They're not united. They don't have one specific message that they're pushing together. Whereas Mr. Netanyahu is extremely good at this. He is keeping his coalition intact. He has one specific message, which is total victory, defeating Hamas and getting out the hostages. And that's simply something that the opposition is still struggling with.
Jotam Confino, thank you so much for joining us from Israel.